let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Janice Spratt is the author of a collection of poetry, Quiet Reflections, and a children's book, Billy Goat and the Red Neckerchief. She is the mother of two grown children, three grown stepchildren, plus great-grandchildren and grandchildren. She lives in British Columbia, Canada, where she teaches precept Bible studies, involved in music at a local church. Widowed for almost a year, she's found a new passion for life in writing. Her third book, we'll be talking about on the program today, is called A Path Through. Her story of determination and faith in God that doesn't quit in spite of the challenges that come her way. The author's goal in life is to realize her God-given purpose and to live to the best of her ability. The book is called A Path Through. The author is Jana Olson Spratt, and she's our guest on This Week in America. Jana, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's great to be there.
So much in your story is inspiring so many people, and this basically is a journey through your life. Talk about going back and when you decided, I'm going to write this book, and I think I can help and inspire some other people along the way. When did that process begin?
Well, really, after my husband passed away, I wondered what I would do with the rest of my life, because we had planned to grow old together, and anyways, he passed away, and rather suddenly, actually, in within a three-week time period, he was gone, and so I decided to write about my life. I have had quite a variety of places that I've lived, and quite a few different circumstances that I've lived through, and so I thought I would write it all in a book.
You talk about it being a soul-searching experience with laughter and tears. What was it going back and doing this and putting your life down on paper and writing it? As I'm reading it, you're very honest, but if you're going to help people, I guess you have to be honest so they can relate and know that you went through problems, challenges, just like everybody goes through.
Yes. And one of the things that helped me was my journaling. I had journaled through the years, and so I was able to go back and sort of relive each thing that had happened, and to relive the feelings and the emotions and how I came out of it each time.
The book is called A Path Through. The author, Jana Olson Spratt, our guest on This Week in America. Her website is apaththrough.wordpress.com. Books available at bookventure.com and Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You say in the beginning of the book, the spiritual encounters are what shaped you. Talk a little bit about that and how you went through, and we'll discuss some of the issues in your life, and it wasn't all a pleasant life. Talk about the spiritual encounters that shaped who you are today.
Well, I think the spiritual encounters really began when I was a child, and we used to go to a camp. I grew up in Saskatchewan, and we used to go to a camp called Living Waters, and it was at Living Waters camp that I really experienced God. Before that, I knew about him because I had gone to Sunday school, and my mom was a Christian, and she had taught us many things, but I was in a meeting one time when the leader said the Holy Spirit was here, and we could breathe him in, and so I did. And I don't know if you know anything about speaking in tongues and the Pentecostal experience, but that was what I experienced that day, and it was something that cannot be prefabricated. It can't be made up. It was something that I actually felt God was there. And that, in a sense, when I looked back on that, when later in life I felt that God was silent, I could look back on that and know that he was not silent, always that he had spoken and would probably speak again.
You talk in the book about you realize that God was a constant companion. Talk about that. Was that that experience or one of several experiences you had where you realized, I didn't know it, but he's here with me?
Not quite understanding what your question is.
Well, you talk about, you realize that God is your constant companion. He is always there for you. Was that experience as a child, was that one of the experiences where you realized, okay, I really didn't know it, but he's here to help me?
Yes. Yes. And another time when I had been prayed for, I couldn't stand up in the presence of God, I realized that he was there. So it seemed like each time when I really needed him to show up, then he did. And he showed that he was powerful, and I wanted to know him more. And I think that was the underlying thing that helped me to keep going in the hard times, like when my daughter was on drugs and when I went through divorce and things like that.
Yeah, and you talk about those.
Come back to knowing.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they have setbacks like that, it sort of, they begin to question, they begin to drift away. And you didn't you didn't end up doing that. Talk about that, having that faith as you were going through these tribulations of life.
Well, when she, to begin with, her marriage had broken up, and I didn't realize that she and her friends were doing drugs, and then she ended up down on the east side in Vancouver, and she was on drugs. Once in a while, she would phone me, and we would get together for lunch, and I had given her money at times when she had asked, and anyways, there were many nights when I just prayed and prayed for her. I phoned many ministries and asked churches and people I knew to pray for her. And eventually, the Lord used three people to bring her off the street. There was a lady that would go down, they called her Sister Hastings, and she would bring hot food to the people down on what I call Skid Row, down where the people were homeless and on drugs. She would bring them food at night. And she came one night, and I guess she had come many times and seen Brenda in the lineup. And she came this one time, and she went over to Brenda, and she put her hands on her shoulders, and she prayed for her, and she prayed that she would not, that she would leave the street and she would never come back. And then a few days later, Brenda was at the needle exchange, and the man at the desk looked at her as he was giving her the new needles, and he said, "You don't belong here." And she went away thinking of that. And the next morning, she woke up. She was sleeping on a cardboard in the doorway of a pawn shop with another girl. And she woke up and she looked at this other girl and she said, "You know what? I don't belong here." And so this girl said, "You finally saw it, call home," which is, she had been thinking about that she didn't belong there anyways, and this girl just verified it. So she called home, and at that time, I was actually, if she'd have called a few minutes later, I would have been gone. I was going out, but anyway, she needed it. A ticket. There was a train that was going from Vancouver out to Mission, and she had a friend out there that she wanted to go and stay with and get off the drugs. And so she needed a train ticket. So anyways, I said, "Call me back in 10 minutes. And in the meantime, I phoned, and I actually got the ticket for her, but I don't know what happened. She didn't pick it up. She went and got on the train, and they never asked for the ticket.
Now, that's interesting.
So,
yes.
Jana
Olson.
How she left.
Yeah, and it turned out in the end, and that's interesting because had you gone and she would have had more time to contemplate things, maybe things would have turned out differently. It's amazing how things like that work out.
Yes.
Jana Olson Spratt is our guest on the program. The book is called A Path Through. The book is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, at bookventure.com, at Jana's website, which is very simple, apaththrough.wordpress.com. And it's interesting, the title, A Path Through. And you say this is a path, a journey that you're still taking. No matter where you think you are in your spiritual journey, what you find that you still continue to learn things.
Yes. Yes, I am. And even since that time, I have traveled quite a distance. Later on, my daughter got the superbug, and they didn't think she was going to live. And she was living in Edmonton. And my son and daughter-in-law and I drove there, and we were there until she sort of started coming out of it. And there again, I had a lot of prayer, people praying for her, praying for me and us. And even the Grey Nuns Hospital in Edmonton, they have a counselor there, and I went and asked if she would come and pray. And so she did, but it was a long journey there too, but she came out, and I just give the credit to God, because the first doctor that saw her, what had happened, she had had a hysterectomy, and for whatever reason, she got the superbug, and the first doctor that looked after her, he didn't think she'd make it. He wouldn't have given her any hope at all. And anyways, she was in intensive care, and on all kinds of tubes and machines, and she wasn't even breathing on her own or anything. It was like all these machines were keeping her alive, but she came through. And so she had a little four-year-old boy at that time at home, and waiting for his mummy. And so anyway, she was able to come out of that and go home to her husband and little boy.
One of the many stories that Jana shares in her book, A Path Through, the book starts and you talk about a car accident that you were in with your husband. And the result of that, as you mentioned, he ended up passing a few weeks after that. Talk about that. In fact, you said something that so many people can relate to in the beginning. You were starting to make plans and moving and looking for a senior citizen center to retire. And you say, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. It really doesn't work that way, does it? It's not your plans. It's his plans that count.
Yes, it certainly is his plans, because we thought we had it all planned out. And we started out on the journey. My husband was going to be 80 years old, and we were having a birthday party for him at his daughter's in Chilliwack. And on the way there, we actually had made it over halfway. We'd stayed overnight in Princeton, and we were on the last bit of our journey. And the other side of Hope, he hit a pothole. The interesting thing, he was a truck driver, and he had driven over 3 million miles, so if anybody could keep the car on the road, he should have been able to, but he couldn't keep the car on the road. And we went into the median, and round we hit the sides, and the trunk opened, and everything flew out, and all the back windows broke, and the back filled up with snow. But, you know, in the front, where we were, there was not one window broken. I can't think what you call those. The windows didn't break, and nothing happened to us in the front. And so the car ended up on two wheels against one of the banks. And another thing of where I really believe the Lord was looking after us, there was an RCMP police officer going west on the one side and an RCMP officer going east on the other side, and they both saw the accident. And a truck driver, he saw it, and people stopped, and they came, and the men put the car back on its four wheels. They asked if we were okay first, and they did that, and we were a little shaken, but we were fine. We were not hurt in any way. They walked us out of that median to the highway where the police had called the ambulance, and we walked out, and were taken by ambulance back to Hope, to the hospital there. And that day, we didn't have any repercussions, but a couple of nights later, my husband had a stroke, and he was in the hospital in Delta for a couple of days, and they thought he was fine, and they sent him home, and he had another stroke. He ended up in Royal Columbian Hospital, and from there he never came out because he had another stroke which left him speechless and paralyzed, and he passed away within 3 weeks. He was gone.
How difficult was it for you at that point in time to understand, to maintain your faith? So many people, when things are going well, they're able to maintain faith, that belief, but when things go bad, they start questioning. How did you spiritually, from a faith standpoint, how did you get through that horrible episode of losing your husband, especially with all the plans that you had for the future?
Well, when I look at it, I think it's because I just had a faith that God was in all the circumstances, especially when I looked at how he had taken care of us so well in that time of the car accident. And I mean, you just don't walk away from an accident. They totaled the car, and yet we walked away from it. But I did at that point believe that God has a plan for everything, and for some odd reason he allowed us to come through it, and then my husband to have the stroke, and then to leave. And I just sort of rededicated myself, saying, Lord, I don't know what your plan is. If I would have chosen it, I wouldn't have chosen to do the rest of my life without him. But that was God's plan, and I just accepted it.
And it's driven you to writing. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah, well, that was when I wondered what to do with my life and started writing. And because I just felt that I needed to share. I did share in a couple of times in speaking, like I was asked to give my testimony a couple of times. And I did that. But I really felt I wanted to share that because people do go through things, and they do wonder where God is. And as I've had time to study since then, I am more and more convinced of the sovereignty of God. We still have choices, and we still do things. I mean, I'm still doing things, making mistakes, and I'm not perfect in any way. But I still believe that God is able to make everything come together for good. There's a scripture, Romans 8:28. He makes everything come together. They're not good things, but he brings them all together for good.
We've got several minutes left in the program. Talk a little bit about what you want people to take away from after they read a path through. What would you like to leave with them?
Well, I think what I would leave with them is that whatever circumstances you find yourself in, God is aware of them. He knows you. Psalm 139 says he knew me. David wrote, he knew me in my mother's womb. So he knows us. He knows each one of us. And I think what I would say is that our plans, although we do make plans, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't, God is able even to change our plans so for the better. Eventually it will be better, not necessarily as you're going through it, because we know there's lots of people right now going through really bad times. The people in the fire, having their homes burned to the ground and things like that. That's terrible. But God has an overall plan, and He will bring everybody through if they look to Him, if they want Him in their life.
You close the book by saying, when you come to the edge of all you know to do and step over, you will find God's hands underneath you, or He will give you wings. So you really leave with something that's very inspirational, and that's have trust that He's going to be there. He's there, and He has a plan.
Yes, yes, I believe He has a plan. And I don't understand the plan. Like when my grandson passed away at age 17 at school, that was another thing we went through. And I don't understand the plan, but God does have a plan, and He will work it. He'll work it for our good and for His glory.
It is a very inspiring story, A Path Through. The author is Jana Olson Spratt. The website is apaththrough.wordpress.com. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You find it at Book Venture. You also will find information on the book at the website, Jana's website, apaththrough.wordpress.com. And, of course, you can link on directly with Jana's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jana, very moved by the book and hearing your story. Thank you so much for sharing it with us on the program today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I've enjoyed it very much.
And I have as well, and it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Once again, the book is called A Path Through. Jana Olson Spratt, the author. Information at apaththrough.wordpress.com. And, of course, you're listening to This Week in America. Information on Jana and the book at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.